This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. On Saturday, just after the presidential race was called for Biden, hundreds turned up on the steps of the state's capital for a rally against election results, though there has not yet been evidence of fraud. Up on the steps of the roundhouse, people gave speeches. This man was only identified as Winston from Bikers for Trump.
This is good versus evil, okay? I know there's a lot of God-fearing people here. We're good, and they're the bad guys. They're the evil ones trying to do things in the dark.
Republican candidate Joseph Tiano, who lost his race for the state Senate against incumbent Elizabeth Stefanik's, told the crowd his election was stolen too. He said he believes Trump won in New Mexico, though the margin here was pretty wide.
We need, like the media over here, the fake media, to call them out.
Trump supporters waved signs and flags on either side of the street a ways away from the roundhouse steps. Small group of Biden supporters held signs across the street.
Put this on record, there's no American flags over there.
Not a single one. That speaks volumes.
What does it say to you?
Biden supporters?
It tells us that they're un-American. We're American.
Some cars passing by honked in support of Trump. Other drivers shouted insults or flipped them off, and they were greeted with a man asking,
"What gender are you? There's only two genders in this world."
For hours. Someone wearing all black stood a little ways away, and the Trump supporters began arguing with him, insulting his appearance and threatening to beat him up.
"Oh, you look like a skeleton. You look like a skeleton.
I'm just keeping an eye on you.
You're a brave motherfucker.
Great.
A person who declined to be named for fear of reprisal says he observed aggression from Trump supporters who were armed against the man wearing black. A few minutes after that, when the observer was standing just apart from the crowd, he says he felt the barrel of a gun in his ribs, and he turned around and pushed it away. A second man was circling behind him, he says. On the road, someone was driving by, blasting the horn and flipping off all the Trump supporters. The armed men joined the other supporters in surrounding the car and yelling. It was a loud bang that was not a gunshot. And then the side of the car was damaged. I couldn't see exactly what happened or who did it because there were so many people around the car. The driver shouted that he was calling the police, and the armed men quickly left.
Defund the police,
Jason Trambley was on the sidewalk, waving a large flag in circles.
I feel many states right now are finding illegitimate ballots, illegitimate votes being cast, dead people voting, and the evidence is through the roof. The mainstream media is not covering it.
I asked Trambley what he wanted to have happen. He said he wanted the courts to come through. I explained that most of the lawsuits filed since Election Day have been completely thrown out because, judges say, Trump's team hasn't presented evidence.
No. Would you be able to cite that?
What I'm saying, though, is if these cases don't make it through the court, if you're not seeing the result that you're looking for, then what should happen?
I'll leave it at this. We'll see what happens.
I was interviewing Jacob Connect for a good while. He identified himself as a patriot and said he's against the public health restrictions. Toward the end, he expressed criticisms of the president and said Trump's divisive rhetoric is why he doesn't support him.
Yeah, so are you not a Trump supporter? I just assumed that you were.
No, I am a Trump supporter. Oh, I support my president. I love my nation. There's some things that I wish that he would relate differently. You know, like he... I know what you're doing now. I know exactly what you're doing.
What?
Hey, no one have an interview with you.
He told the crowd I am fake news, and so a bunch of them came my way and started yelling misogynist and transphobic insults. A man came up and coughed at my mic and into my face. He did that a couple more times. None of the hundreds of Trump supporters seemed to be wearing masks, though I was. There are calls for more rallies around the country. And we should also note that in Albuquerque on Saturday, there was dancing in the streets and hundreds of cars in celebration of Biden's victory that lasted hours. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.